Lead Me On Through by Vesna, a.k.a. Mrs. Ron Weasley. Read by Carrie Arentakai. Chapter 3. Notes? A note on weddings. I came up with a few things just for this story, and also included some traditional things as well. So it's a bit of a hodgepodge, I will be honest. Lotus Pier is just as he left it, only quieter. Disciples still practice out in the courtyard, and people still bustle around, but there's no Zheng Cheng, and there's no Shijie. All there is Wei Wuxian, his room, and alcohol. He knocks about the place for the first few days, attempting to tell himself he's getting reacquainted, but really, he just has nothing better to do. Uncle Zheng calls him in one day and gives him an actual book on what to expect for marriage. He's not really looking at Wei Wuxian as he does it, then tells him that this book is in lieu of comportment lessons, which he believes to be unnecessary. It is an outdated tradition, he says. I believe young people are very knowledgeable these days. Then he coughs. Wei Wuxian squirms and sweats. Uncle Zheng doesn't look like he knows just how knowledgeable Wei Wuxian is, but no. Surely not. Surely he would have already been punished if they knew. Wei Wuxian thanks him and doesn't look at the book again. He goes into town and gets gloriously drunk at an inn, stumbling home after dark and throwing himself onto his bed without bothering to take his clothes off. That's how a servant finds him the next morning. Wei Gengzi, she says carefully. He lifts his head, then wipes the drool gathered in between his mouth and the pillow. What is it? You're wanted by Sect Leader Jiang and Madame Yu, Wei Gengzi. They're in the greeting hall. Wei Wuxian collapses back down. It doesn't take him too long to get presentable, which is a miracle. He's starving, but there's not much he can do about that. He's also got a headache, and there's not much he can do about that either, not yet. He'll take all the herbs and food afterwards. He all but stumbles into the hall, then comes up short. Shijie? His sister is sitting at one of the tables with her useless husband next to her, and when she sees him, she breaks into a smile. Ashian! Madame Yu makes a derisive noise but doesn't say anything. When Wei Wuxian catches sight of Uncle Zheng, he's smiling an indulgent sort of smile. Hello, Ashian. Greet our guests. Shijie, what are you doing here? He asks, instead of greeting the peacock. It's only when Shijie looks at him with a bit of a rebuke that he sighs, gives a perfunctory bow, and says, Welcome to Lotus Pier, Jingonzi. He gets a very curt sort of nod in return. Whatever. We've come for a visit, and I wanted to talk to my little brother about his impending nuptials. Of course. Everyone is hell-bent on talking to him about his impending nuptials. If he never hears the word nuptials again, it will be too soon. He sighs. It's good to see you. They're able to get away from everybody else and find a spot to sit on one of the smaller docks, feet dangling off the wooden planks. Shijie has even taken her boots off and is leaning back on her hands, smiling up at the sun. I miss home, she says. I mean, Lotus Pier. He watches her. She looks well, he thinks. Are you happy in Lunling? He asks carefully. Is he treating you well? If not, I'll kill him right now. She opens her eyes and turns to him. I am, Ashian. I'm very happy. She seems to hesitate. I admit I wasn't certain whether I would be. He pinches his mouth against a retort about how obviously she wasn't sure. She's married to a useless gremlin. She must see it on his face anyway because she laughs. Don't be like that, Ashian. He is a good man. He's simply misunderstood. He gives her an incredulous look. Shijie? He says, as carefully as he can manage. He's been nothing but haughty and mean since we've known him. He is awkward, she admits. He's shy, Ashian. Nobody seems to understand this, but he is. He's different when he's not among strangers. So why did he keep you waiting for 2 years, he demands. Don't tell me it wasn't his doing. She gives an acknowledging sort of nod. Yes, Zishuan didn't want to get married. He didn't know who his intended was, and he was very scared.
Welcome to life, he mutters. Didn't his parents insist? Didn't yours?
They tried, she says. But Zishuan's parents... You have to understand. He is their world. They gave him an extra 2 years because they wanted him to get used to the idea. In the end, he agreed to the marriage.
And now? Is he at least nice to you?
He is. Her smile takes on a softness that Wei Wuxian has never seen before. He's more than nice. We're very happy, Ashian. Wei Wuxian blows out a breath. He should be happy for her. And he is. He is. But there's a hollow space between his ribs. An emptiness that whines at her words.
I'm glad, he says,
and it comes out wooden. He tries again.
I'm really happy that you're happy, should you?
Thank you, Ashian. Another pause, longer this time. She takes a breath and then says, there's something I wanted to tell you. I've already told Acheng.
Wei Wuxian gets distracted by a bird flying over the water, letting out a familiar sort of caw. Yeah? What is it?
I would like your help in figuring out a name. He turns back to her.
Huh? What name?
A name for the baby.
It takes him a moment to understand exactly what she's saying. Then he's turning bodily towards her, eyes popping.
What?
She's beaming.
We're expecting a child.
Should you? Oh, gods, that means... Nope, he is not going to go there. She laughs, sounding carefree and light.
So, will you help?
Of course. Of course, he thinks about it. The next generation of genes is Ru, right? It comes to him immediately. A beautiful flower for his beautiful Shijie.
Rulan, he says.
She cocks her head, watching him. Her voice sounds a bit strange when she says,
Rulan?
Yes, he confirms, Rulan. She nods.
Very well. Jin Rulan, then.
Wei Wuxian nods back, then settles back down. Gods, I cannot believe I'm going to be an uncle?
You are, she says with a smile. You and Acheng.
Uncles. And for the next little while, Wei Wuxian feels some hope for the future. They continue sitting on the dock, bathing their feet in the water, and he smiles for the first time in what feels like forever. He finally cracks open the marriage book a week before the wedding. Every day feels like the worst countdown of his life. The closer the date, the tighter the clench of his stomach. What he's feeling, he knows, is nothing short of dread. When he tries to think of the future, he cannot think past the wedding date. How would it even be possible? He has no idea what the future holds. He has no idea what it will look like, who he will be sharing it with. He has received a letter from Lan Zhan, and he has yet to answer it, because he doesn't know how. When he had seen Lan Zhan's writing, his heart threatened to burst out of his chest, but Lan Zhan hadn't said anything about their last conversation. Hadn't told him he had any regrets, brought nothing up about their shared activities. He simply wrote to him about things such as his rabbits, and his studies, and his qin practice. The letter would have been of little consequence, except that it came from Lan Zhan. Wei Wuxian has tried to answer numerous times, but what can he possibly say? Life here at Lotus Pier is dull, and I never thought I would ever think that. Or, I dream of you sometimes, and in my dreams you turn away from me. Or, I miss you like a limb. I feel as though I'm bleeding. He gets drunk instead. Then he lights a few candles, opens the fucking marriage book, and leafs through it. Honor and respect, filial relations, procreation, pleasure, harmony, blah, 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 fuck. He shuts it with a snap and throws it to the floor. Harmony. Sure, if he's lucky, and he's pretty sure he's never been that lucky. How can you find harmony with a complete stranger? How can you share pleasure when you know nothing about one another?
He'll be expected to be vulnerable with that person. He'll be expected to consummate his wedding night with a complete and total stranger. He rolls over onto his side and looks out of the window at the dark water rippling in the moonlight. He'll be expected to leave Lotus Pier as well, to live somewhere he has never been. Who is he betrothed to? Who is the faceless stranger his life will be tied to for years to come? Is it a woman? A man? Whoever they are, they will be marrying someone who could never love them. Wei Wuxian pities them, as he pities himself. He's awash in pity for all of it. For how he and Lun Zhan parted, for not being able to write him back a decent letter, for thinking of him any time he touches himself, for coming too soon as he does so, for not being able to forget his taste, his feel, his scent. Wei Wuxian curses and rolls onto his back, staring at the ceiling. He has to forget it, all of it. He has to move forward, because it is expected of him, and he owes the Zhang sect that much. He will marry a good match, and he will learn to love, or at least like, his new spouse, whoever they might be, because he has no other choice. The auspicious date for the wedding happens to fall on the day after Wei Wuxian's birthday. Uncle Jiang gives him a present. It is a Jiang sect serenity bell, and it is beautiful. "Wherever you end up, Ashian," he says, "you will always be part of us." Which makes Wei Wuxian tear up in the most humiliating fashion, which he laughs off as he gladly accepts the gift. "Thank you, Jiang Zongju, for everything." He means every word. Jiang Cheng arrives late in the morning and greets him with a gruff hug that ends in a chokehold, so at least some things haven't changed. "When is your wedding set for?" Wei Wuxian asks, once they're sitting on the docks, people watching and snacking on lotus seeds. "Nobody tells me anything." Jiang Cheng says as he chews, "3 months." Wei Wuxian makes a face at him. "3 months, huh? I wonder when they'll be bringing you home." "Soon, I imagine." Jiang Cheng looks glum. Wei Wuxian knocks their shoulders together. "Maybe it won't be so bad," he says, trying to sound encouraging and feeling like an utter hypocrite. "Your parents wouldn't give you an unworthy match." "Have you met Jin Zixuan?" Wei Wuxian scowls. "Ugh, good point." Even though he makes their sister happy, he's still a prick. Wei Wuxian will never change his mind on this, and nobody can make him. "I can't believe we're going to have a tiny Jin Zixuan on our hands." "And Ajie too," Zheng Cheng reminds him. "She'll be a good influence." "Yeah, look at us. She influenced us and we seem to have turned out all right." Zheng Cheng pushes him into the river. That night, Wei Wuxian sits on a cushion with his eyes closed as Shijie brushes his hair. It's tradition. It's nice, he supposes, except for how he knows he will never get to sleep tonight. He has spent the entire day trying not to think about tomorrow, trying to find the good in all of this, trying to forget the fact that he will most likely see Lan Zhan, at least get glimpses of him in the crowds, trying to forget many things. "Ashian, what are you thinking about?" Wei Wuxian opens his mouth. "I'm in love with Lan Zhan." Her hands stop abruptly. "Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, what has he done? He hadn't meant to say that out loud. He hadn't meant to... Oh, gods, what will happen now? Is he breathing? Is he hyperventilating? He genuinely can't tell. His head spins. "Shijie, it is all right, Ashian. I won't tell." Then he feels the air shift as she stands up and walks around, dropping down in front of him. Her face is serious. "Now, tell me what is going on." And he does. He tells her as much as he can without getting into any gory details. He talks about practicing kissing. He talks about the fifth day of the week. He talks about saying goodbye. He doesn't say that Lan Zhan doesn't love him. "And now we'll be married to someone else, and what if I can never love them as much as I love him?" Gently, she takes hold of his face. "My Ashian, I'm very sorry. It must be so hard." She looks so kind. It's all Wei Wuxian can do not to burst into tears. "You may surprise yourself. You have discovered something about yourself," he snorts, and you have uncovered an ability to love. Nothing says that with time you won't be able to fall in love again, or at least feel a deep affection. Perhaps these feelings will fade with time. He doesn't want them to. That's the thing. He never wants to stop loving Lanjun. Loving Lanjun has been one of the best things to ever happen to him. Why would he want to give up this feeling, even if it causes him pain? His face crumples. Should you? What do I do? Her brows draw together for a moment before smoothing out. She smiles. You meet your betrothed tomorrow, and you be brave, and you take your vows. And I will be there, all right? Miserably, he nods. All right, I can do that. I can be brave. You are one of the bravest people I have ever known, Ashian. I know you can do this. And I know you will be happy. How do you know that? He demands. How can anyone possibly know that? She bites her lip and gives him a tiny smile. I have a feeling. If only he could believe it. The morning, when it comes, comes too soon. He had been right. He tossed and turned for half the night, finally falling asleep just before dawn. He is tired, and his stomach hurts, and before he is ready, someone is knocking on his door demanding entry. It's Cheng Cheng. Aren't you out of bed yet? Come on, we have shit to do. Wei Wuxian groans, and something heavy falls on top of him, covering him like a blanket. Get dressed. Shiji and I are going to do your hair. Traditionally, it is an elder woman who does this. Wei Wuxian knows, he's read all about it. But perhaps Madame Yu had decided to be merciful and given the job to Shiji. Thank goodness for that. Neither one of them would have enjoyed the process. Get dressed and I'll call her in. Reluctantly, Wei Wuxian gets up and pulls on his usual robes. His wedding robes, for which he had been fitted almost as soon as he had arrived at Lotus Pier, are hanging on the outside of his wardrobe, almost in mockery. They're beautiful. He hates them. Once he's decent, Shijia comes in. All three of them sit on cushions on the floor, and Shijia begins the onerous task of taming his hair into a fancy do, while Zheng Cheng chatters. Everything is ready. Your future whoever's procession should be here by midday. You're going to meet them in the courtyard. Then the tea, then the bows, then... He cuts himself off. Wei Wuxian purses his mouth. Then they will be escorted to the wedding chamber, where a new bed has presumably already been built. And then they will be left alone while everyone else goes to feast until the wee hours of the morning. Maybe there will be food in the wedding chamber, if they're lucky. A huge part of him cannot believe that the day is here, that he never wrote Lanjun back, that this is absolutely it, and there is no way out now. He is going through with it, and tomorrow he will wake up a husband next to someone he has only just met. And then, presumably, they will set off to parts unknown, never to return to Lotus Pier's home again. He'll come for visits, though. It's tradition, after all. There, Shijia says softly, and holds up a mirror in front of Wei Wuxian. Take a look. He does. He looks. He has to admit it. It's a good look. He's got small braids framing the sides of his face, with a beautiful gold ornament clasping his ponytail. His hair is shiny with oil, and not a piece of it is out of place. He won't embarrass himself in this department, at least. He's going to look good on his wedding day. They take breakfast in his room, brought in by a disciple, and Zheng Cheng keeps giving him odd, searching looks. What? What is it, Zheng Cheng? You're freaking me out. Zheng Cheng blushes and shakes his head, scowling. Nothing. You just look surprisingly all right, that's all. Not your usual mess. Wei Wuxian punches him in the shoulder. Boys, behave. Yes, Chijie. Yes, Ajie. The rest of the morning is a blur and also seems to drag on forever. Now that it's here, he wants it over with. Madame Yu comes to lecture him about decorum. Then Uncle Jiang stops by and wishes him well. He claps him on the shoulder, looks him in the eye, and says, Your parents would be very proud of you. It's all Wei Wuxian can do not to burst into tears. It's pretty embarrassing. He also wonders about it. Would they be proud? Or would they have wanted more for their son? Would they have wanted him to elope the way they had? If only. But he's here now, and there is no escape. Zheng Cheng shoos everybody out, and then he helps Wei Wuxian into his elaborate wedding robes. It is a sea of red. Red silks and brocade, with exquisite gold embroidery over the front panels. Layer after layer of the most expensive clothing he has ever worn, and with each layer, he feels heavier and heavier. Finally, the belt is tied, and he is ready. Wait, Zheng Cheng bustles over to a drawer. You forgot this. The red veil that goes over his head. Of course. His betrothed will wear one, too. It will be the last thing Wei Wuxian sees before he meets his new spouse. He feels like he's been pretty patient with all of it, but for some reason, this is the thing that makes him snap. Do I have to? Zheng Cheng, please, I just want to walk out there and... You have to. Mother will kill us both if you don't. It's tradition. Ugh, fine. The veil goes over his head. Then you'll have to lead me. I can't see anything. The veil is barely translucent enough to let in light. His world is awash in red as Zheng Cheng tisks and takes him by the elbow. All right, ready? Wei Wuxian takes a deep breath. There had been a rabbit among Lanzhen's colony who loved getting chest scratches, and any time you did it, one of his little feet would thump, thump, thump on the ground so fast it was a blur. That is how fast his heart is beating. His stomach churns, and he can barely feel his hands. This is it. This is it. This is it. He swallows, gives a cough, and straightens up. Okay, all right. Another deep breath. I'm ready. Zheng Cheng leads him out. He knows Lotus Pier like he knows the back of his hand, every twist and turn of it. There isn't a bit of it that he hasn't explored, hasn't touched. And yet, as the two of them proceed out into the main courtyard, the way feels longer than it should, twistier. Too many turns, too many steps. It's as though his anticipation has stretched not only time but space, has dilated the very fabric of the place. By the time Zheng Cheng says, "All right, we're here," Wei Wuxian is sweating under his robes. He squirms to get the worst of the itch off. Zheng Cheng goes to pull away, but Wei Wuxian reaches out and grabs his hand. "No, stay, would you? All right, I'll stay." With his brother by his side, Wei Wuxian listens to the bustle around them. The procession has arrived, and he thinks he can hear Shijia's voice and Uncle Zheng's among the hubbub. Then Uncle Zheng says, "Welcome to Lotus Pier, dear guests. We will now reveal the two intended for marriage to one another." Thump, thump, thump goes his heart. It pounds in his ears, and for a while his own heartbeat is all he can hear. "Please get ready to throw off their veils," Uncle Zheng says. Wei Wuxian hears Zheng Cheng take a breath. Even he sounds nervous. "Ready?" he whispers. I'll count off for you, all right?" Wei Wuxian nods, not trusting his voice. "Okay." It's a hot whisper against his ear. 3, 2, 1. The world goes light as the veil is swept from his head. Wei Wuxian blinks until he can focus on shapes again and sees another figure in red standing some ways away from him. The next moment, their veil is swept aside, revealing their face. And then the world stops. For a long moment, Wei Wuxian has no idea what is happening, can only blink and stare because he's looking at Lanzhen. Lanzhen is standing there in front of him, wearing red silk robes with a red forehead ribbon, and he's watching Wei Wuxian back with a look that threatens to burn him up right there on the spot. Everyone around them is quiet. So quiet, they may as well not be there at all, for all Wei Wuxian takes notice of them. Lanzhen. Lanzhen. Lanzhen is standing in front of him wearing red, and Lanzhen is his intended, his betrothed, his future husband. "Lanzhen," he breathes, and then the next moment he's moving, only to be stopped by Zheng Cheng's painful grip. "Stay put," Zhang Cheng hisses in his ear. You can't go over there yet. It's not allowed. Lan Zhan makes an aborted move forward, but he doesn't need anybody else to stop him. He's always been more disciplined than Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian blinks and only then notices Zhe Wujun standing next to Lan Zhan, smiling an enigmatic sort of smile. This all takes place over seconds, at most, but it feels like an eternity. His heart will burst at any moment, he knows, and he'll end up bleeding out right there at Lan Zhan's feet because he won't be able to withstand this much happiness. This much joy doesn't happen in the world. Not to Wei Wuxian. Not to anyone, probably. Lan Zhan is watching him, and the look in his eyes makes Wei Wuxian's skin feel as though someone took a match to it and struck. He is alight. Wei Wuxian of Yunmengjiang, Uncle Jiang says, Lan Wangji of Gusulan. When Wei Wuxian can finally tear his eyes away from Lan Zhan, he sees that Uncle Jiang is smiling. Your union will bring an alliance between our two sects, making both stronger as a result. Your lives, just like our two sects, will be inextricably linked. He pauses, watching them with a smile. You will now proceed into the sword testing hall for the tea ceremony. Afterwards, you will take your bows. Then you will travel to Cloud Recesses, where you will perform the traditional Lan hand fasting ceremony and partake of the banquet before being escorted to the wedding chamber. Wedding chamber. Cloud Recesses. Hand fasting. Wei Wuxian's mind, running at a faster speed than it has ever churned before, can only catch so much of what he's hearing. Wedding chamber. Cloud Recesses. Hand fasting. Wedding chamber. And all of it with Lan Zhan. Lan Zhan, his groom. Lan Zhan, his new husband. A future suddenly unspools before him where there had only been darkness before. A future so bright it nearly blinds him. Traveling to Cloud Recesses, waking up to Lan Zhan tomorrow morning. Will they live in the Jingxia where it all began? Is that where the newly made marriage bed is? Or will it be brought in later? There will be a marriage. There will be a life. Together. He feels a sharp jab in his ribs and blinks himself to the present. Go over now, don't just stand here like a lump, Zheng Cheng hisses, which is when Wei Wuxian realizes that he's missed something. Huh? You're supposed to meet in the middle and take each other's hands. Go! Zheng Cheng gives him a light push, and Wei Wuxian stumbles forward, catching himself just in time before he goes headfirst over his beautiful robes. He watches Lan Zhan's face the entire time he walks. Lan Zhan looks like he wants to eat him alive. His gaze is more intense than Wei Wuxian has ever seen it. Suddenly, he wonders just how many heart attacks everybody present would have if he were to greet him with a kiss. He nearly laughs, and then they're meeting in the middle, taking each other's hands. And Wei Wuxian is laughing for real, throwing back his head. He can't stop. The relief flowing through him is too much. He's laughing, and he thinks maybe a part of him is crying. He feels something wet on his cheeks. And when he blinks and looks at Lan Zhan, Lan Zhan's lips are tilted up in a shy smile, his eyes reflecting it tenfold. Lan Zhan, he whispers. Lan Zhan. I know, Lan Zhan says, sounding dazed. Wei Ying, I had no idea until we got here, and even then. I had absolutely no idea either. I thought I'd lost you. Lan Zhan's smile drops off and he grows serious. I did, too. I thought you never wrote me back. Wei Wuxian's laughter dies in his throat. His head droops a little in shame. I know. I'm sorry. I didn't know what to say. Lan Zhan, preternaturally serious, nods, then visibly swallows. I understand. I thought. Suddenly, he realizes that he needs to say something very important. Lan Zhan, I know you knew that I love you, and I know that you may not, that it may be different for you, but I hope that. Wei Ying. His voice is low, so low. Wei Ying loves his voice. He will get to hear his voice for the rest of his life. It is the same for me. Wei Wuxian swallows around a lump in his throat. Yeah? Yes. Weighing. Yes. He pauses, eyelashes fluttering. I love you. He lifts his gaze. Wei Wuxian's insides give a kick. I am sorry that I never said it back. I simply, well, he worries his lower lip with his teeth. At the time, I saw no other way. I hope you can forgive me. Lanjian, I have missed you, Lanjian says quietly, and the tenderness in Wei Wuxian's heart threatens to swamp him completely. Feeling lighter than air, he laughs again and squeezes Lanjian's hands. I want to kiss you so much right now. And I, you. Instead, they simply look at one another. Lanjian's smile small but brilliant. Wei Wuxian put it there. Wei Wuxian makes him happy. And Lanjian loves him. Wei Wuxian's hands shake as he pours tea for Uncle Jiang and Madame Yu. In fact, all of him is sort of trembling like an autumn leaf, and he can't stop smiling. He knows it's probably inappropriate. People are meant to be sort of somber at weddings, aren't they? It's a serious business, but he can't stop. Not when Lanjian is there in scarlet robes, pouring tea for his uncle and brother, a tiny secret smile tucked into the corner of his mouth. They're getting married. Wei Wuxian is marrying his best friend, more than a friend. Wei Wuxian is marrying his lover. His stomach swoops at the very thought. Everything they had been denying themselves, time, more of each other, can be theirs. His heart just doesn't seem big enough to contain it. When they take their bows, Wei Wuxian embarrasses himself by crying. Not a lot, just sort of leaking from his eyes a bit. He sniffs surreptitiously to try and hide it, and when he faces Lanjian for the final bow, he sees that his eyes are bright also. Oh. Oh, that's all right then. They're both like this. They are not, he knows, officially married yet. They still have to go to cloud recesses and do the hand fasting first. But they are halfway there. They are close. The distance between Yunmeng and Gusu is significant, but it isn't insurmountable. Wei Wuxian had been prepared for that. A wedding that takes place across two separate locations. He just hadn't known it would be cloud recesses. They fly on swords, the strangest procession. Wei Wuxian has seen wedding processions in the air before, and it had looked spectacular. Two red blurs leading the way, with robes fluttering in the wind. Now it's him and Lanjian, and he feels like screaming with the joy of it. The only thing stopping him, Madame Yu and Lan Qiren at his back. He looks over at Lanjian, whose red ribbon is fluttering behind him, a gold cloud patterned hairpiece atop his head, and almost falls off his sword. Incredibly, his hair is still in place when they touch down in front of cloud recesses. Shijie hurries over to check on him and pats it down, just in case, grinning when he catches her eye. She tweaks his nose. Didn't I tell you you'd be happy? She whispers. How long have you known? He whispers back. 2 days. You're a very lucky boy, Ashian, and you deserve your happiness. He has got to stop tearing up. This is getting ridiculous. He laughs through it. Then he and Lanjian are quickly ushered through the gates. His heart jumps when understanding finally dawns. The hand fasting is done with a Lan forehead ribbon. Lanjian's forehead ribbon. He catches Lanjian's eye, knowing his owner wide with shock, and Lanjian gives him a careful nod. Because, of course, the only people permitted to touch the ribbon are your spouse and children. And Wei Wuxian is about to become his husband. In the hushed atmosphere of the hall, they are joined together by Zhe Wujun, who gently ties the ribbon around their wrists, gives Lanjian a soft look, and then officially pronounces them married. Lanjian takes Wei Wuxian's hand and brings it to his lips, watching him the entire time. Wei Wuxian's knees tremble, heart racing. Lanjian loves him. Lanjian is his husband. He's known for several hours this to be the case, but he doesn't think he will ever get used to it. Not really. When he is old and gray, he will look over at Lanjian, old and gray himself, and think, I can't believe I get to be his husband. They watch one another for a prolonged moment before gently being pushed towards the dais set up for them at the head of the banquet. Oh gods, that means people will be looking at them the entire time. And there will be no alcohol, because cloud recesses. He hopes Lan Zhan has some stashed in the Jingxia for him. But why would he? He wouldn't have known Wei Wuxian would be coming back. Still, there will be so much Emperor's smile in Wei Wuxian's future, he thinks giddily. The banquet is long and arduous, but it doesn't even matter. Throughout, Wei Wuxian is aware of one thing and one thing only. Lan Zhan next to him. His warm presence, so steady and sure. Lan Zhan sits upright, looking stunning in his wedding robes, the red of the ribbon setting off his pale skin, and takes small bites of his fish. Wei Wuxian can barely get anything down. His mind is already elsewhere, racing ahead to the promise of the wedding chamber and all that entails. His hands itch for Lan Zhan. It has been a month since they've kissed, a month since they parted that night in the Jingxia. Wei Wuxian hasn't liked to think about it, hasn't liked remembering what Lan Zhan's rejection had felt like, how bitter it had tasted in his throat. He can make his peace with it now. Lan Zhan had been right. Their duty lies with their families. It just so happens they have the world's best luck to be marrying the person they already love. He loves me. Wipe that grin off your face. It's unseemly. Cheng Cheng has come up to them, now that the toasting part of the banquet has ended, and is scowling at Wei Wuxian from underneath his eyebrows. Ah, Cheng Cheng, I know you're happy for me. Next to him, Lan Zhan is very still. Yeah, yeah, yeah. His scowl drops off and he looks down. Listen. I just hope, well, have a good marriage, all right? Both of you. You deserve it. Cheng Cheng! Wei Wuxian reaches for him, but Cheng Cheng is already jerking away and walking off, huffing. He's allergic to sincerity, Wei Wuxian explains, grinning. But that was the nicest thing he's ever said to me. Lan Zhan nods. My brother is also happy for me. Wei Wuxian feels his smile drop off slowly. Did he know? Lan Zhan doesn't ask him about what. He lifts his gaze to Wei Wuxian's and nods slowly. He has known from the beginning. Wei Wuxian tilts his head in question. Surely not that. How I felt about you. Lan Zhan goes on and, oh, he's blushing again. They're married and he's blushing. Wei Wuxian simply has to lean over and kiss him. Just a quick peck on the lips, but he can't stop himself anymore. His body is too aware of Lan Zhan, turning towards him like a flower towards the sun. Lan Zhan makes a tiny noise of surprise, but when Wei Wuxian pulls back, he's smiling. What Wei Wuxian has come to learn is his secret Wei Wuxian smile. Wei Wuxian bites his lip and feels like if he isn't careful, he might just float off towards the ceiling. The entire wedding party escorts them to the wedding chamber, which is just incredibly embarrassing. Even Wei Wuxian can feel himself blushing, hands sweating in Lan Zhan's grip. Geez, must everyone know their business? He knows it's tradition, really. People call him shameless. He gives Lan Zhan a quick look, then pushes open the door. He's never been to this part of Cloud Recesses before, but at first glance, it doesn't appear much different in style. Airy and sparse. Elegant. Somebody has already lit some braziers. Lan Zhan walks through behind him, and then the door shuts on all the cheers and jeers, and they are alone together for the first time in a month. Lan Zhan is already leaning forward and capturing his mouth in a kiss. He tastes like the tea they had at the banquet, a little bit like the osmanthus cakes they had been served for dessert. Wei Wuxian moans against him and presses up as close as he can. He fancies he can feel the beat of Lan Zhan's heart through their layers, or maybe his own is beating at double time. Fuck, it feels so much longer than a month. It feels like an eternity. Lan Zhan opens up the kiss, sweet but forceful, bending Wei Wuxian back with the strength of it. Weighing, he murmurs after breaking it off. Weighing. Wei Ying, Wei Ying. He presses his forehead into Wei Wuxian's neck and breathes against him. Now Wei Wuxian's heart is definitely beating in double time, feeling fit to burst. Hanjan, he says, and it only comes out like a whine a little bit. Lanchan has him in a tight grip, almost painful, but it feels so good. He feels held, protected, wanted, loved. He feels like he might faint dead away from everything he's feeling. Now all the noises outside have died down and they are truly, truly alone. Lanchan, we can do whatever we want, he says with wonder. Did you realize that? No one will stop us. They can't. We're married. Married. Lanchan whispers into his neck, tickling his skin. Married to Wei Ying. Wei Wuxian's laugh is a puff against Lanchan's temple. Married to Lanchan. Finally, Lanchan pulls away enough that they can look one another in the eye. You're happy to be married to me, Lanar Guga? Wei Wuxian asks, giving him a bit of a cocky grin. Lanchan's gaze darkens, and that's all the warning Wei Wuxian gets before Lanchan leans down, grabs him underneath his knees and back, and picks him straight up off the ground. Wei Wuxian yelps. Lanchan! I'm happy, Wei Ying. Lanchan says evenly, but the corners of his lips are twitching. Is Wei Ying happy to be married to me? Wei Wuxian wraps his arms securely around Lanchan's neck and laughs. Can't you tell, Lanar Guga? He leans in, and Lanchan meets him halfway for a kiss, slow and heady. We're so good at that, Wei Wuxian whispers afterwards. Want to do what we've been practicing for this whole time? Lanchan, cheeks and the tip of his nose dusted pink, gives a shaky nod. I may be a little out of practice, he says in a too serious tone. I hope you can forgive me. I haven't been practicing longevity, Wei Wuxian tells him, smoothing his hand across the brocade over Lanchan's chest. You'll have to teach me all over again. Lanchan looks like he might eat him alive if Wei Wuxian isn't careful. Wei Wuxian hopes he can tell that Wei Wuxian would let him. I can do that, Lanchan says, and starts walking towards, the marriage bed. Oh, fuck, it's huge, and so luxurious looking, with red silk pillows at the head of it, and a gauzy red curtain covering it on three sides. It's a bed made explicitly for fucking, and Wei Wuxian cannot wait to test it out all night long. All night long, Lanchan, he says. All night long, Lanchan, he says seriously. Hope you can keep up. Lanchan throws him down. Challenge accepted. Wei Wuxian tosses his head back and laughs. Come here, come here, come here. Undressing now. Lanchan arches an eyebrow. You too. Wait, no. Wei Wuxian sits up and scooches until he can grab onto Lanchan and pull him in between his knees. Let me, all right? It is a luxury they have never had before. Back when they had been practicing, it had been a matter of efficiency to undress themselves, but now they have all the time in the world. Wei Wuxian may already be half-hard, but it's a good sort of anticipation. He can undress Lanchan if he wants to. He looks up at Lanchan and bites his lip. Yes? Yes. Lanchan's lips are so soft and pink. He has such a beautiful mouth. Wei Wuxian can't believe he gets to have him. Please. Wei Wuxian gets to work. Lanchan's belt is tied on his back, so he wraps his arms around him and finds the straps, then undoes each one in turn. The belt loosens in his grasp and he throws it on the ground. Lanchan will not be needing that again. Then he pulls back and, catching Lanchan's eyes, goes for the ties on his outer robe. It's a heavy, beautiful fabric. Whoever tied it did a damn good job. Wei Wuxian can barely undo the knot. He curses and tugs until finally the ties give way, and he scrambles up until he's kneeling on the bed and can reach Lanchan's shoulders. He pushes the fabric off of them, and the robe falls heavily to the ground. He won't be needing that either. Don't look at me like that. We'll hang them up later, he mutters. I didn't say anything, Lanchan has the audacity to say. Yeah, but you were thinking it. I'm messier than you, Lanchan, Wei Wuxian warns, hands smoothing down his front to get to the ties of the next robe. You'll have to get used to it. Lanchan gives a solemn nod. Very well. I shall accept it. Wei Wuxian can't help smiling as he stares at his hands undoing the next knot. This one gives easier, and soon the second layer joins the first one on the floor. Lanzhan's trim figure is becoming more visible with each layer Wei Wuxian sheds, and suddenly he wants nothing more than to get to his skin, his hands knowing what it is they've been missing. One last robe, and then his shirt. This one white, as befitting a Lan, and Lanzhan is naked from the waist up, still wearing his red ribbon. His everyday one is currently tied around Wei Wuxian's wrist, as is, apparently, tradition, and a gold hairpiece. Wei Wuxian leans forward and buries his head in his neck, inhaling. Oh, how he's missed his smell. Lanzhan, skin and sandalwood and boy. Lanzhan, he mumbles against him. He has no point, he just wants to say it. Lanzhan seems to get it, as he runs a hand up Wei Ying's back and murmurs back, Wei Ying. And then, my Wei Ying. Wei Wuxian makes a truly undignified noise and pulls back enough to say, Lanzhan, you... But Lanzhan kisses him, and Wei Wuxian finds himself melting against him, hands seeking the warmth of his chest. His hands feel like they've grown extra nerves, because everywhere he touches, Lanzhan gives him the biggest pleasure, the softness of his skin like the warmest silk. He could easily get addicted to Lanzhan, he thinks, then laughs because too late, he already has. Let me, he whispers as he reaches up to unclasp his hairpiece. Lanzhan ducks his head to make it easier. His hair stays put, but Wei Wuxian doesn't bother with the other ties. He just didn't want either of them to get hurt on that thing. It looks sharp. Then he catches Lanzhan's eye and asks, Can I? And Lanzhan gives a solemn nod. Wei Wuxian finds the knot of the forehead ribbon and slowly and carefully begins to untie it. It's symbolic more than anything. Lanzhan's real ribbon is already on his wrist, after all. But it still feels important. He is now Lanzhan's husband. He gets the privilege of touching Lanzhan's most sacred possession. This will be his second time seeing Lanzhan without his forehead ribbon, and the sight takes his breath away. Lanzhan, undone for him. Where should I? Lanzhan takes the ribbon from him, then lifts Wei Wuxian's empty wrist and gives him a quick, questioning look. Yes, yes. Lanzhan ties the red ribbon around his wrist. Now Wei Wuxian is doubly claimed. The very thought makes him harder. Come here, he says, and Lanzhan goes easily. They kiss and they kiss, and then Lanzhan is pushing him down onto the bed and climbing on top of him. Wei Wuxian gets the idea, and together they crawl up the bed, impeded by his own heavy robes, which have grown itchy with sweat. Suddenly he feels like he's suffocating. Help me get these off, I can't. Lanzhan's hands are already going for his belt. It's more awkward this way, but if anyone can manage it, it's Lanzhan. He's good at everything. It's not a surprise he's good at this. Compared to him, Wei Wuxian feels clumsy and awkward. But that's all right. Lanzhan can be graceful enough for them both. Lanzhan manages to undo Wei Wuxian's belt and throws it over the side of the bed, giving him a bit of a triumphant grin in the process, which just makes Wei Wuxian laugh and swoon at the same time. Under Lanzhan's clever hands, the ties of his robe quickly give way, and Lanzhan all but rips the robes apart, layer by layer, until Wei Wuxian's shirt and trousers are displayed, and then he rucks up his shirt, coaxes Wei Wuxian's hips up, and strips him of his trousers. Wei Wuxian is left with his arms sort of awkwardly bound up by the robes, lying there on display for Lanzhan's frankly flattering, hungry gaze. Holy fuck. Lanzhan. But before you can even add anything else to that, Lanzhan bends down, gently takes a hold of his cock, and sucks him down. Oh shit, oh fuck, oh wow. Wei Wuxian makes quite an embarrassing high-pitched noise, but who could blame him? It's been a whole month, and Lanzhan has already demonstrated his skill time and again. He is really good at this. He takes Wei Wuxian halfway before sliding back up and teasing the head with his tongue. Then he licks him up and down, hot, wet swipes of his tongue, before taking him in again and sucking. It's so fucking hot. He's completely naked, bent over Wei Wuxian, who is currently trapped by layers of silken brocade, feeling dissolute with his shirt rucked up and his trousers down. And, oh, Lan Zhan starts sucking him in earnest, and it's so good, so good, so... Lan Zhan. Lan Zhan makes what Wei Wuxian can only think of as a grumpy noise, but stops his onslaught with his lips loosely touching the head, both glistening. Oh, wow, that's obscene. Incredibly sexy. Wei Wuxian blinks. Wei Ying. Right, he had something to say. Yeah, I was just... I'm going to come too soon if you keep that up, and I'm not even naked yet. Lan Zhan's dark gaze pins him down. You said all night long, Wei Ying. I expect you to keep up. A shiver runs down his spine. That is true, he says shakily. I did say that. And he can go again. He can go more than once if you give him enough of a recovery period. Yeah, okay, he says, falling back and moans when, without any more preamble, Lan Zhan sucks him back down. Oh, fuck, that's so good. It's tight and hot and wet, and Lan Zhan doesn't make any more detours. He just keeps going. He's moaning, too, these tight little noises that escape and go directly to Wei Wuxian's dick, which is already plenty hard, thank you. Fuck, that feels incredible. Wei Wuxian does his best at holding off, partly to make the pleasure last, partly to please Lan Zhan, show him he hasn't forgotten everything. But it becomes harder and harder to do, and he covers his face with his sleeved arm and opens his mouth on a silent gasp, feeling when the fabric grows wet from it, as Lan Zhan sucks him again and again. He feels like he's flying. He feels swollen with pleasure and desire. Everything appears to throb. When he uncovers his face, he sees that it's gotten darker outside and the yellow brazier lights are flickering across the ceiling. He swallows and bites his lip, but he won't last any longer. He can't. It's too much. He comes down Lan Zhan's throat, trembling and crying out. He has the absurd thought that he hopes there is nobody lingering outside the door just now. Lan Zhan slowly slides off and uses his hand to milk him through the rest. Wei Wuxian manages to scrape open his eyes and meets Lan Zhan's gaze. His dick is so dark in Lan Zhan's hold, still heavy and hard. He's breathing as though he's just run a long distance really fast, instead of just getting his dick sucked. Of course, there's no just about it. Fucking hell, Lan Zhan, he manages. Lan Zhan looks so pleased, he's almost bordering on smug, which is a surprisingly good look on him. It's a slow grin, eyes crinkling, and he crawls up the bed until he's held up above Wei Wuxian, mouths a breath apart. I'm glad you enjoyed that, he says quietly, sounding less smug than he looks. He sounds sincere, which is just... Wei Wuxian rears up and kisses him. Lan Zhan immediately opens up and, oh, that's still weird, the taste. That's Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian licks the taste from him, feeling hungry, not even a little bit sated. They're definitely just getting started. Lan Zhan, what do you want? Want me to suck your dick? He offers. It can be a little pre-dinner snack. They can be greedy. They can have a full course meal tonight. They are not in a rush. They have all night. They have the rest of forever. Lan Zhan bites his lip, then leans down until his face is buried against Wei Wuxian's neck. Wei Wuxian is starting to suspect he likes it there, which makes his belly churn, and mumbles something Wei Wuxian can't understand.
What? Was that a yes?
He feels Lan Zhan shake his head, then drop a kiss below his ear. Wei Wuxian shivers. I want us to try something new. Something new? Oh. One of the few things they did not allow themselves to go through with, the only rule they had managed to stick with, is fucking. And Wei Wuxian has been living with the regret. He had wanted to get fucked so much, he had nearly talked Lan Zhan into it, but in the end, Lan Zhan had held firm. Now, though, absolutely nothing is stopping them. Something giddy wells up in his belly, threatening to escape. Absolutely nothing is stopping them. Lan Zhan, you want to fuck me? he breathes. Lan Zhan, despite everything that has just taken place, despite having swallowed Wei Wuxian's cum not a minute ago, flushes, but he doesn't look away. If anything, his gaze gets heavier. He holds himself up above Wei Wuxian with one arm, sliding the thumb of his free hand over Wei Wuxian's cheekbone in a gesture so intimate and possessive, Wei Wuxian would have swooned if he hadn't been lying down already. He may swoon yet. If you would permit me, Lan Zhan says seriously. And that's it. Wei Wuxian must kiss him or he will die. He surges up, and Lan Zhan drops down, and they're kissing. He can feel Lan Zhan's dick against his hip, and he's already leaking. It's smearing against Wei Wuxian's skin. He wants it all over himself, wants everything Lan Zhan is willing to give. He wants his hands on him and his body over him, and he desperately, desperately wants Lan Zhan inside him. Please, he says, and his voice comes out embarrassingly hoarse. Please, can we? I've been dying for it. Lan Zhan swallows visibly and nods. Me too, Wei Ying. A hot surge of satisfaction rushes through Wei Wuxian. Yes. They get Wei Wuxian out of his clothes, finally. They push all the robes off the bed, then pull back the covers, and Wei Wuxian climbs underneath, stretching out every limb to all four corners. It feels good, sensuous, the silk against his skin. It warms as he touches it, and he slides his feet all around, then turns over to his stomach and props his chin on his hand, watching Lan Zhan walking all around the room, gaze searching. Lan Zhan? Only now does Wei Wuxian notice the fruit and two jugs of something set up on a tray underneath the window. There are buns as well. He smiles. They've thought of everything. Lan Zhan, what are you looking for? Supplies. Supplies? Oh, right. Wei Wuxian feels himself flushing. How can he still blush after everything? But Lan Zhan, his husband, is walking around the room completely and unashamedly naked, looking like a god in the golden light of the braziers, and they're about to fuck. Another bout of giddiness threatens to erupt from his belly. They're about to fuck. If they can find the supplies Lan Zhan is looking for. Wei Wuxian sits up, following his progress, then leans over the side of the bed and feels around right next to it. His hand comes in contact with a cool jar, which he grabs and pulls out. It's round and fat, and when he opens the lid, he sniffs at the contents. It doesn't smell like much, but when he touches it, it's a slippery sort of salve. Lan Zhan, I think I found it, he says, then clears his throat. Lan Zhan is instantly back at his side, taking the jar and also sniffing it before putting his fingers inside. Something about how his fingers look against the opaque contents makes a dark shiver run down Wei Wuxian's spine. He bites his lip. Yes, Lan Zhan confirms, then meets his gaze. And you're certain you... Gods, yes, get over here! Wei Wuxian crawls backwards, then throws the covers off of himself. The room is warm, and it's about to get a whole lot warmer. Lan Zhan climbs in after him, jar still held carefully in his large hand, and leans down for a kiss. It's slow, anticipatory. Wei Wuxian's heartbeat flutters through his veins. Everything is sort of zinging inside him, and the longer they kiss, the more excited he gets, until his dick gets with the program and starts to fill out again. Lan Zhan is still hard, pressing himself up against Wei Wuxian, shamelessly leaking against his skin. Fuck, that's good. It's too bad, Wei Wuxian says, breaking off the kiss and pressing his lips to the heat of Lan Zhan's cheek right next to his ear. That we never practiced this part. What if we mess it up? I think, Lan Zhan says, very seriously in response, that our spouses will forgive us for this lapse in experience. Wei Wuxian cracks up, which makes Lan Zhan give him a secretive sort of grin, and wraps both arms around his neck. The ends of the ribbons on his wrists trail down Lan Zhan's skin. Lan Zhan, you're hilarious. Has anybody ever told you how funny you are? The tips of Lan Zhan's ears are dark pink. No, he answers very seriously. Well, you are. You're incredibly funny. You're the funniest person I know. I like you so much. I love you so much. He's running off at the mouth, and it's slightly embarrassing, but also he can't stop. And then he doesn't want to, because the look on Lanjun's face becomes incandescent. He's glowing in the golden light of the room. He's the only thing Wei Wuxian wants to look at ever again. He fits his finger in the divot between Lanjun's chin and lips and presses until Lanjun gets the hint and opens his mouth slightly. He has gorgeous lips and straight white teeth, and the hint of his slick tongue makes Wei Wuxian even harder. "Kiss me, husband," he commands quietly, and Lanjun obeys instantly. Wei Wuxian moans against him. He feels around for the jar in Lanjun's hands, takes it from him, and sets it aside in favor of threading their fingers together. The ribbons around his wrists are a tight reminder of what tonight is, what it means. What it means from now on. "I want you so much, Lanjun," he whispers. "I'm bursting with it." "Wei Ying." It sounds almost like a plea. "Wei Ying, let me." "Yes, yes, come on, I want it, want you." Lanjun sits up between his legs and grabs the jar with the salve. "I..." He clears his throat as he brings it closer. "I have done some reading." Wei Wuxian's brain screeches to a halt. "You what? What kind of reading?" He thinks he already knows, but he is desperate for confirmation. Lanjun purses his lips, then says, "Illicit materials." Wei Wuxian barks out a laugh. "Lanjun, where did you even find them?" "The Cloud Recesses library is quite extensive, you know," he says, sounding almost pissy, which is just so hilarious. Wei Wuxian has to laugh again. "If it's in the library, why is it illicit then?" he asks curiously. Lanjun flushes even more, which is incredible, and says, "The materials did not come from the readily available section of the library." Wei Wuxian thinks his eyes are going to pop out of his head. "Did you raid the forbidden section, Lanjun?" he demands. "Did you break the rules to learn about fucking?" Lanjun swallows, then gives a nod. "This was before you left. And then I thought I might as well because..." And then any sign of mirth disappears. His eyebrows draw together and he won't look Wei Wuxian in the eye. "I knew I should be dutiful. And I knew that I would be matched up with a man, so..." "But it wasn't." He stops, looking lost. Wei Wuxian thinks he understands. A hot flash of jealousy had gone through him at the words "matched up with a man," but it would be stupid to be jealous of a phantom. There had been, apparently, no other man than him. "I get it, Lanjun," he says seriously. He doesn't like that Lanjun is looking almost upset, because this night should only be good. So he takes Lanjun's free hand and shakes it. "Tell me what you've learned," he urges, and then adds, "or, better yet, why don't you show me?" The grin he gives Lanjun cannot be mistaken in its intent. The grin he gives Lanjun cannot be mistaken in its intent. And it works. Lanjun's face clears, and the corners of his mouth tilt up the tiniest bit. "Very well," he says, nodding. "Are you ready?" Oh, he's ready. He's been ready for months. He's been burning up with curiosity, dying to know what all the fuss is about. And only a small part of him has been worried it'll be disappointing. He's with Lanjun. Nothing could be disappointing with Lanjun. "What do I do?" Lanjun licks his lips, sets the jar back down where they won't be likely to knock it over, and says, "I should like to use my mouth first." "You mean, oh..." Wei Wuxian's body flushes with heat. "Like, on..." Slowly, Lanjun nods. "If you'll let me." Wei Wuxian manfully resists the urge to hide his flaming face behind his hands. If Lanjun wants it, then Wei Wuxian wants it too. "Okay," he says. "Okay, where should I... how should I..." "This is fine," Lanjun says a bit woodenly, then scooches down until he's lying on his belly between Wei Wuxian's open legs. Oh, that's quite a sight. "Allow me." He puts his hands on the backs of Wei Wuxian's thighs and spreads them. His hands are so large, they span the width of his thighs, and Wei Wuxian can feel every pressure point of each finger. He swallows and nods silently. Lan Zhan spreads his thighs a bit more, and hums, and leans in. Oh, well, that's weird. It's wet and strange, and at first it doesn't feel like more than that. But Lan Zhan hums again, sounding pleased. And then the relentless wet pressure of his tongue begins to turn into something else. Wei Wuxian bites his lip. It feels weird but good, shivery, different. Lan Zhan is using the flat of his tongue, then the tip, to sort of go around the rim, and alternating between the two, and Wei Wuxian's eyes slide closed as he relaxes into the bed. This feels good, and the more Lan Zhan does it, the better it gets. He finds himself melting into the bed, spreading himself further, loving the relentless pressure of it. Lan Zhan is still gripping his thighs, and the longer it goes, the tighter the grip, the harder his dick gets, until he's hard as a rock, doing his best not to touch himself lest he come too soon again. He finds himself breathing hard, letting out little breathy moans and gasping up to the ceiling. Lan Zhan hums, providing truly outrageous vibrations against his hole. Lan Zhan, fuck. Lan Zhan hums again, this time sounding like a confirmation, and keeps going. Before he knows it, Wei Wuxian can feel the tip of his tongue entering him, and oh god, that's... Are you sure you like that, Lan Zhan? Is it weird? Is it... Lan Zhan breaks off and pulls back. When he speaks, his voice is shot. Wei Ying tastes good. Wei Wuxian squeaks. Does it feel good? In response, Wei Wuxian bumps his ass in the air. Come back, he says when Lan Zhan just waits. It feels so good. Lan Zhan dives back in with a tiny smile. It feels like it goes on for hours, even though that's impossible, because Wei Wuxian could not possibly last through hours of this. But time sort of dilates as he loses himself in the pleasure of it. When Lan Zhan finally pulls back, he almost seems to do it reluctantly. But fuck, he's been hard for so long, he must be dying. I'm ready, please, fuck me. Wei Wuxian mumbles, only vaguely coherent. Still need to get you ready, Lan Zhan says seriously, with my fingers. Wei Wuxian doesn't shoot off, but only because he's keeping his hands to himself. Fuck. Okay, he says in a daze. Okay, get me ready. Lan Zhan reaches for the salve and scoops some out. That in itself is obscene, but then he rubs it all over two fingers and makes quick eye contact with Wei Wuxian before reaching in between his legs and sliding one finger in. Wei Wuxian nearly hits the roof. Lan Zhan pulls the finger out, then slips it back in, and again, Wei Wuxian might lose his mind. He gasps, his breathing harsh, and says, more? More, Lan Zhan, more, come on. Lan Zhan comes back with two. It's a little tight now, but better, because it's fuller, and suddenly all Wei Wuxian wants is to be completely filled up. Lan Zhan grazes that spot again that makes Wei Wuxian's fingers go numb, and sparks fly behind his eyelids, and Wei Wuxian cries out. Like that, he urges, just like that. Oh fuck, Lan Zhan, don't stop. Don't intend to, Lan Zhan murmurs, then slides his fingers inside him again and again. Wei Wuxian's dick twitches and slaps his belly every time Lan Zhan touches that spot inside him. Wei Wuxian is moaning continuously now. And oh fuck, if Lan Zhan doesn't fuck him soon, he's going to come completely untouched. So he needn't have worried, then. His ass being played with is not a disappointment. Wei Ying. Now, Lan Zhan, now, do it now. Fuck me, please. If he's feeling full with just two fingers, how will a whole dick feel? Not just any dick. Lan Zhan's dick. Wei Wuxian's body is vibrating with pleasure and anticipation. Lan Zhan leans in and kisses him, hard, intense, then pulls out his fingers. Wei Wuxian is left feeling a bit like a fish out of water, breathing hard, waiting for the return of something he hadn't realized he needed until today. He watches in silence as Lanjun slicks up his dick with shaky hands, and fuck, that's a sight to behold. Wei Wuxian sort of desperately wants Lanjun's dick in his mouth, but more than that, he wants to be fucked. So he spreads his legs, feeling completely wanton and flushed with embarrassment, but not enough to stop. Hell no. Lanjun is his husband. They're going to see each other in all sorts of new ways. Besides, he doesn't think Lanjun will mind this one. Lanjun looks up at him, and Wei Wuxian feels like he's pinned to the bed, caught in his gaze like that. Lanjun. Wei Ying. Lanjun's voice is as tight as his grip on the backs of Wei Wuxian's thighs as he gets into position. Are you? Can I? Yes, 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 please. Please get inside me already. I want to feel you, Lanjun. Come on. He has no idea what he's saying, but he must be communicating something, because Lanjun shuffles closer, slides his hands until they're under Wei Wuxian's ass, and lifts him up enough to line them up. Wei Wuxian has never felt more exposed. He shuts his eyes and turns his head enough to bury his face in the sheets. Wei Ying, are you all right? Wei Wuxian nods shakily, then gropes around until he finds Lanjun's knee with his hand and squeezes. Please, Lanjun. He feels weirdly empty in a way he had not expected. Need you, just do it already. Lanjun doesn't respond, but the next moment, Wei Wuxian feels the head of his dick rubbing against him. He bumps his hips and Lanjun gasps. Careful, Wei Wuxian doesn't want to be careful. He doesn't want Lanjun to be careful. He wants Lanjun to fuck him so much he can taste it in the back of his throat. Please, 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 he breathes, forgetting all embarrassment. We've waited for so long. Come on, Lanjun, don't. Lanjun slides inside. It's just the head, Wei Wuxian thinks in a daze, but it's a lot. It's definitely more than two fingers worth. It hurts, a stinging, stretching sort of ache. His lungs are burning. He's forgotten to breathe. Shakily, he exhales, then opens his eyes and looks at Lanjun. Lanjun's eyes are closed, eyebrows drawn, and his lower lip is caught in his teeth. He's not moving, and Wei Wuxian might just die right there on the spot because he needs him to move. Needs him to fill him up completely, to hit that spot. Husband, he rasps. Sweetheart, please. Lanjun's eyes fly open, and without looking away from Wei Wuxian, he slides inexorably in. Wei Wuxian arches off the bed, toes curling, and tries to breathe, but whimpers instead. Lanjun slides in a little bit more, and then some more, until finally he's all the way in, and Wei Wuxian feels entirely flayed open. It still hurts, but the pressure against that spot is making stars dance behind his eyelids. It's a strange dichotomy. Wei Ying, are you all right? Lanjun leans in until he's propped up over Wei Wuxian, and Wei Wuxian feels his body responding, bending to Lanjun's movements until he's all but folded up. He is a little bit on fire. I need you to move, Lanjun. Need you to. Lanjun pulls out, which is such a strange sensation. Wei Wuxian feels like he's taking his soul with him, then slides back in. Yes. Yes, that's what he needs. Don't stop, Lanjun. Keep going. Please, please, please. The last please is a stuttered gasp, because Lanjun does it again and again. He is so hard inside him. Wei Wuxian can't escape the pressure. It feels weird, but it also feels good. And while his dick had flagged a little on entry, the more Lanjun moves, the harder Wei Wuxian gets, until he's leaking onto his belly. He wants to touch himself, but he sort of wants Lanjun to touch him, and he doesn't know how to ask for it. Wei Ying, Lanjun says, and oh, his voice is shot, strained, so unlike his usual composed tone. Wei Ying, I won't. I may not. Last. Wei Wuxian exhales on a shaky laugh. It's all right, sweetheart, just fuck me. Fuck me as much as you can. We'll go again. Just keep going. Once more, he finds himself babbling with very little idea of what he's saying. All he knows is that he feels like he's being skewered, but in, like, a sexy way. Lanzhan keeps going, faster now. And when he leans down even more to get at Wei Wuxian's neck, he hits the spot unerringly, and Wei Wuxian cries out. He grabs Lanzhan around the back and holds on as much as he can, even though his hands keep slipping. Lanzhan's back is covered in sweat. Lanzhan does it again, moving in a stuttering rhythm. Not quite fluid, not the way he usually moves. And Wei Wuxian sees the stars again. It becomes a continuous thing, this sharp pleasure. And he realizes he's moaning, whining, really, for more. Yes, yes, fuck, just like that, Lanzhan. Wei Ying. Lanzhan sounds wrecked, he sounds lost. And his breath is scorching against Wei Wuxian's skin. They're both sweaty as hell, and Wei Wuxian's hip joints are beginning to ache with the stretch, but even that feels good, somehow, having Lanzhan there in between, making room for himself. He fits so well in the cradle of Wei Wuxian's open thighs. Lanzhan fucks him a few more times, going faster, until they're moving up the bed with the force of his movements. Then Lanzhan freezes, and Wei Wuxian feels it when his dick twitches and kicks inside him. Warmth floods him, as Lanzhan gives a groan and trembles in the circle of his limbs. Wei Wuxian is holding him in a vice grip, not wanting this to end, knowing that it must now, but Lanzhan keeps going. The slide of it gets even slicker because that's his cum easing the way now. Wow. Wei Wuxian is giddy with it, giddy with all of it, giddy with how good it feels, how good they're going to get at this, giddy with possibilities. Lanzhan leans back, still keeping himself inside, and, catching Wei Wuxian's eye, bites his lip and takes a hold of his cock. He strokes him fast and hard, the way he must stroke himself because the angle's right. Someday soon, Wei Wuxian is going to make Lanzhan jerk off in front of him so he can watch. Fuck, they're going to do so much together they'll get tired of sex, except for how that is never going to happen. For now, he can barely think of anything but the overwhelming pleasure of Lanzhan's hand on his dick, and his dick in his ass, and it only takes a handful of strokes for Wei Wuxian to reach his peak. He shouts himself hoarse, throwing back his head as he comes, covering his stomach and chest. Lanzhan's hand keeps moving until the very last drop is gone, and then some more, until Wei Wuxian hisses and grabs his hand. I'm done. I'm so fucking done, he manages. Lanzhan lets him go, and they watch each other as he pulls out. It feels sort of gross, Wei Wuxian will admit. Lanzhan collapses sideways on the bed, eyes closed, and he looks properly wrecked. It's such a good look on him. Wei Wuxian wants his hands all over him, except for how he can't move either. His legs are sore. His ass is definitely sore. Hell, his neck is sore. It all feels absolutely amazing. He shuts his eyes and allows himself to float for a bit, just getting his breathing back under his control. His heart is thump, thump, thumping in his chest. After a while, Lanzhan stirs and shifts. Wei Wuxian cracks open his eyes and can't help the goofy grin at the sight of Lanzhan, his husband, looking at him with a small smile on his face, his hair in a complete mess. Wisps have escaped the severe way in which his half knot is pulled up, and his eyes are sort of glazed over. He reaches out, and Wei Wuxian catches his hand and pulls him in. Lanzhan collapses onto him with an oof, and Wei Wuxian grabs him around the shoulders before he can move away. We should... Nope, he says, sounding sort of smug. We should just lie around and bask in the great sex we just had. That was not bad for a first time, right? Lanzhan hums and snuggles in closer. Wei Wuxian thinks he might melt right into this huge bed. Not bad at all, Lanzhan says agreeably. Wei Wuxian wants to say something else, but he's feeling sort of fuzzy and mellow and heavy, and then his eyes slide closed and he passes out. Wei Wuxian wakes up sweaty, with hair in his mouth. The room is still lit by braziers, so it can't be that much later. He tries to figure out what woke him and realizes it's the way Lan Zhan is drawing patterns on his skin in repetitive, soothing motions. So he's awake. It's Lan Zhan's hair that's in his mouth, too, head resting on Wei Wuxian's chest. He can't really feel his arm, but who cares when he's got Lan Zhan just resting on top of him like it's normal. Neither one of them has anywhere to go. Nothing to fear. This is the first time they've actually slept together. Well, at least Wei Wuxian slept. Hello? He says quietly, not wanting to disturb the atmosphere around them. Instead of responding, Lan Zhan turns his face and kisses Wei Wuxian's chest. He hums and leans up enough that they're within kissing distance of one another. So they kiss. Wei Wuxian imagines he doesn't taste very good after sleeping, but Lan Zhan doesn't seem to mind. It's a sweet kiss, just a press of lips, really. Wei Wuxian hums, feeling satisfied if somewhat sticky. Although he should be more sticky, definitely between his legs. But he isn't. Lan Zhan. Did you sleep at all? He asks. Lan Zhan slowly shakes his head. Not tired. Wei Wuxian feels his mouth stretching into a feline grin. Good. We have a lot of time to make up for. Lan Zhan smirks, and runs his hand up Wei Wuxian's flank and over his hip until he finds his soft dick and palms it. Are you sure you're up for it? Keep doing that and I will be. It probably won't even take that much. Just knowing that Lan Zhan wants him, having Lan Zhan resting naked in his arms, legs intertwined, is turning him on. Lan Zhan continues to lazily palm his dick, watching Wei Wuxian the whole time. Wei Wuxian sweeps a stray hair away from his forehead. What are you thinking about? Fucking you. It's so unexpected, Wei Wuxian barks out a laugh. Forward! What, again, already? You said all night, Wei Ying. Are you not up for it? It's a challenge. Wei Wuxian has never backed down from a challenge. He is kind of starving, though, which his stomach lets them both know the next moment. Lan Zhan snickers against his armpit. Look, I was too keyed up to eat much at dinner, all right? Be a good husband and fetch me some of that fruit. Lan Zhan's gaze goes sort of dark and intense, and in the next moment he's pushing off and rising from the bed, still gloriously naked. Gods, he is beautiful. Wei Wuxian can't believe he gets to keep him, forever and ever. Political alliances are great, actually. He watches Lan Zhan walk over to the window, pick up the entire tray, and bring it back to the bed, setting it carefully on top of the covers. Come eat, he says, and who is Wei Wuxian to disobey? The jug, incredibly, contains a sweet wine. There is another one with water. Wei Wuxian pours Lan Zhan water, himself some wine, and they split the persimmons between them. The flesh is sweet, juicy. He can feel it running down his chin and neck. Before he can even think about how to best wipe the sticky mess, Lan Zhan leans in and runs his tongue up from Wei Wuxian's collarbone to his mouth, ending his unexpected journey in a kiss filled with sweetness. Wei Wuxian hums happily. That's nice. No need for cleanup. You're insatiable, he notes, not without pleasure. Is this what happens when you're not constrained by any rules? Lan Zhan gives him a bit of a look. It says, stay with me and find out. Wei Wuxian laughs and takes another bite of his fruit. Between them, they put quite a dent in their supply, and afterwards, neither one of them is quite up for more sex just yet. Wei Wuxian is full of good wine and good cheer. They laze around, touching knees, and Wei Wuxian interrogates Lan Zhan about the last month, the month they'd spent apart. Were you lonely without me, Lan Zhan? He asks, rolling over onto his side and propping his head on his hand. With each movement, his body reminds him of earlier, pinging in the oddest of places. It feels good. Lan Zhan takes his free hand and threads their fingers together. It was quiet without you. I bet you miss my noise. I missed Wei Ying, Lan Zhan says seriously. Something about how earnest he is in response to Wei Wuxian's teasing makes Wei Wuxian's belly roil. He leans in and shares some of the remaining wine taste in his mouth with Lanjian. Afterwards, Lanjian says, "My brother talked to me about my upcoming marriage."
"What did he say?"
"He discussed marriage being an allyship, a partnership. He talked of friendship, harmony." Wei Wuxian digests this. "He was talking about me." Only I did not realize it at the time. I resented it." He says the last part quietly, staring at a spot between them. "I was upset that I would have to share myself with somebody else."
"Me too. I was so mad, Lanjian. I hated everyone who was making it happen."
Lanjian raises their joined hands to his lips and gives Wei Wuxian's knuckles a kiss. His eyelashes make deep shadows on his cheeks. Later, Wei Wuxian goes down on Lanjian, sucking him in deep. Deeper than he ever has, as though permitted to. Lanjian squeezes his hair and pulls, and it's the sweetest, most pleasing sting. It gets Wei Wuxian fully hard, and Lanjian sucks him off again, sliding a finger inside Wei Wuxian and wringing a mind-searing orgasm from him. He is really good at that. Eventually, they put out the braziers, then kiss in the dark for so long their lips begin to buzz. Somewhere in there, they allow sleep to overtake them. It's been a long day. Wei Wuxian wakes up to darkness and hot kisses being dropped on his hip and hums. Lanjian fucks him from behind this time. It's different, deeper like this, and Wei Wuxian can't stop whining and making the most embarrassing noises he has ever uttered. Lanjian seems to love it. He encourages it, hot breath in Wei Wuxian's ear telling him he's beautiful, he's perfect. "Just like that, Wei Ying, let me hear you. Let me hear how much you love this. Love me fucking you." It's fast and hard, and Wei Wuxian sort of whites out a bit as he comes. He wakes up to the hazy light of pre-dawn. He blinks. Why is he awake? He's never awake this early, and they didn't get to sleep until well after midnight, fucking like it's the last time, knowing well that it's only the beginning. Then he opens his eyes and meets Lanjian's gaze. Lanjian's face is smooth, free of worry. He gives a slow feline blink and just as slowly smiles. Wei Wuxian buries his nose in the pillow and tries to hide the stupid grin growing on his face. "Good morning, husband," Lanjian says in that deep, beautiful voice of his. It's the first time he's called him that. Wei Wuxian squirms. "Good morning, husband." He gropes around under the covers until he finds Lanjian's hard dick, slick at the head. "I see you're ready for me." Lanjian doesn't appear to be embarrassed in the least. "Always ready for Wei Ying." Then he rolls him over, and they rut against one another to completion, trading kisses the entire time. It's the best morning of Wei Wuxian's life. His things have already been moved into the Jingxia. In the end, it's almost anticlimactic, except for how it changes everything. He had said goodbye to his family at the breakfast banquet, gotten a few winks from Nie Huaisang from behind his fan, and had been punched in the arm by Zhang Cheng. Then everybody had carried on celebrating, while he and Lanjian were told that they were free to go, now that all the formal wedding rituals have ended. And so they'd left. Wei Wuxian feels very solemn, walking up the Jingxia steps. The last time he had been here, it had been pitch black. Lanjian, the only bright spot in the dark. Now he's walking into his new home. The first thing he notices is that the bed has, indeed, been replaced by the one they had slept in the previous night. It no longer bears the red curtain or pillows, but it's their bed. Their new bed. The one they will share every night from now on. Wei Ying. Lanjian comes up behind him and hooks his chin over Wei Wuxian's shoulder, sliding his arms around him. Wei Wuxian automatically leans back into him, shoulders relaxing. "Are you all right?"
He is, he thinks. "It's just strange. Lotus Pier is no longer home."
"Lanjian," he says, still eyeing the bed, "are you sure you won't mind me in your space?" They could, he supposes, have an arrangement if he gets too annoying with his habits. Their schedules, for one, are wildly different. What if... Wei Ying. It sounds almost like an admonishment, only kinder than that.
Lanzhan takes him by the waist and turns him, Wei Wuxian letting him until they're face to face. Lanzhan looks serious. I will not mind. I want you here with me. I have wanted you here for a long time. Wei Wuxian feels like hiding his suddenly flaming face behind his hands, but manfully desists and nods instead. All right, and all my things, and the fact that I cannot go to bed at 9 p.m. no matter what, or wake up at 5, or... Yes, all of that. This is your home now, too. His home. Their home. Wei Wuxian smiles and puts his hands over Lanzhan's chest just because he can. He leans in and kisses him, just because he can. He makes a pleased sound in his throat, just because he can. He feels the shape of Lanzhan's smile against his lips. He supposes he should start unpacking, but maybe that can wait a while longer. Chapter 4, Epilogue, 3 months later. Zheng Cheng's wedding is a lot more relaxing than his own had been. For one, Wei Wuxian doesn't have to participate, except for playing the part that Zheng Cheng had done for him. Easy enough. Now he sits among the guests and drinks and winks at Zheng Cheng and Nie Huaisang sitting up on that dais, looking stunned. Wei Wuxian could admit it. He hadn't seen that one coming. I cannot believe they're married, he says for the 100th time to Lanzhan. Can you believe they're married? Lanzhan is a lot more sanguine about it, which he supposes makes sense. Lanzhan never got close to either Zheng Cheng or Nie Huaisang, but for Wei Wuxian, his brother has married one of their best friends. That's absolutely wild. What will their marriage even look like? Think they'll be happy? He wants happiness for them. Wants everyone to have happiness. Wants everyone in the world to have what he and Lanzhan have. Getting used to living together has been an exercise in patience, but not in a bad way. He's simply learning how to accommodate another person in his life, and he's largely enjoying the process. Lanzhan is kind and infinitely patient, a lot more patient than Wei Wuxian, so they don't fight or anything. Sometimes things can get a bit tense, but then Lanzhan will sit down in his qin and lose himself in the music for a little bit. He plays one melody more than the others. Whenever Wei Wuxian has asked what it's called, he has told him, you should figure it out, which is ridiculous. How is Wei Wuxian supposed to know? But it helps. His duties as husband to the second jade of Gusulan are not many, but he takes them seriously for Lanzhan's sake. Zewu Jun will often invite them to sit in at meetings with other sects to learn. Lanzhan will, at some point in the future, begin taking meetings of his own to help support his brother. Wei Wuxian will join him as the Jiang sect representative. It's all terribly formal and not altogether interesting, but Lan Qiren has had to start taking him seriously, and that's been the most fun. Once, Wei Wuxian had said to Lanzhan, I cannot believe your uncle let this marriage go ahead. Surely he had to have had objections. Lanzhan looked thoughtful, finally saying, at the end of the day, he and the other elders can advise, but he is not sect leader. The decision was always with my brother. Thank goodness for that. Wei Wuxian loves his brother-in-law for that alone. Now Lanzhan nods. I hope they will be happy, he says, then takes Wei Wuxian's hand and brings it to his lips. Their gazes meet. Wei Wuxian knows from that one look alone that he is getting epically railed tonight. He can't fucking wait. Lanzhan really has turned out to be insatiable, but that's good, because so is Wei Wuxian. Sex with Lanzhan has not lost its shine now that it's a regular occurrence. If anything, it's made it better. They've tried so many different things, in so many different ways. Lanzhan is fucking amazing. The other day, he had fucked Wei Wuxian up against the wall while completely holding him up, and Wei Wuxian had nearly lost his mind. He's learned to deep throat. Lanzhan has been really enjoying this newfound skill and taking full advantage of it. Once he laid Wei Wuxian out on his back with his head hanging off the bed, stood behind him, and fed him his cock in a way that allowed him to feel it expanding Wei Wuxian's throat from the outside. Wei Wuxian had barely been able to breathe. It had been incredible. They're a little bit exhausted. I think I'm going to go over there and say hi, Maibishan says now, taking one last swig of his wine. He gets up and waits until sect leader Yao has cleared out. Ugh, he can't stand that guy. Then walks up to the dais, giving them both a wink. Predictably, Zheng Cheng scowls. What? What do you mean, what? Can't I wish my brother and my best friend happiness on their nuptials? Nie Huaisang looks a bit like he's sweating up close, and his fan is going very quickly. Wei Wuxian doesn't miss the way his eyes linger on Zheng Cheng, though. Zheng Cheng doesn't seem to have noticed yet. Interesting. Are you being sarcastic? Zheng Cheng, you wound me. He puts a hand over his heart. I'm not an asshole. I really wish you guys the best. I think you're going to like being married. And Nie Xiong, I think you're going to love Lotus Pier. Have you had Lotus Wind wine yet? You'll go crazy for it. I have not, Nie Huaisang tells him in a slightly shaky voice. But I'm looking forward to it. Wei Wuxian grins. Seriously, marriage is great. Zheng Cheng looks like he wants to say something cutting, but then quickly looks over at Nie Huaisang and stops himself. Also interesting. Wei Wuxian narrows his eyes. You guys are being so awkward around one another. What the fuck? You're friends, remember? Nie Huaisang hides more behind his fan, but his eyes crinkle in a smile. Zheng Cheng rolls his eyes, but there's no real heat to it. Then he looks over at his new husband and bumps his shoulder. Wei Wuxian is right, you know. Wei Wuxian pretends to die of shock, much to Nie Huaisang's delight. I know, Huaisang says with a small smile and bumps him back. You were just being weird, so I... Never mind. We're friends. And now husbands, Wei Wuxian beams. Isn't it funny how the world works? Don't you have a husband of your own to annoy? Zheng Cheng turns back to him. How he puts up with you, I'll never know. Wei Wuxian leans in and whispers loudly. I'm a tremendous lay, Zheng Cheng. Zheng Cheng pushes him away with another scowl. Gross. Don't talk to me about that. Wei Wuxian sniggers, catching Nie Huaisang's eye, but Nie Huaisang has gone back to looking shell-shocked. Oh, right. It's possible he just realized he'll have to have sex with Zheng Cheng tonight. Good luck to him. Wei Wuxian attempts to sober for their sake. Listen, seriously. Being friends already is great. You don't have to get to know a total stranger. You like each other. It's lucky. Thank you, Wei Xiang. Nie Huaisang all but squeaks. Then it takes his cup of wine and downs it in one shot. Yeah, yeah. Zheng Cheng mirrors him. Attaboy. Wei Wuxian claps him on the shoulder. All right, I'm going to go back because I can feel Madame Yu's eyes on the back of my head. Am I right? Zheng Cheng looks around, then nods. You are correct. Great, I'm leaving. See you later. He gets the dubious honor of being one of many who escort the newlyweds to their wedding chamber later. Lan Zhan decides he wants no part of it, and who could blame him? Wei Wuxian cheers when the happy couple open the door and disappear, and then goes back to his husband, who is deep in conversation with his brother. Well, they've been sent off, he informs them. The rest is up to them. Wei Wuxian has a good feeling about this. Not about the sex, he doesn't want to think about that part, but the marriage itself. They're good friends. Surely they can be good life partners. Zheng Cheng will be loyal, and Nie Huaisang will bring fun and mischief to the table, not to mention artistic sensibilities. I have made sure to wish them joy, Zhe Wujun says, smiling his enigmatic smile. I believe theirs will be a good union. I agree with you there, Wei Wuxian grins and then takes Lan Zhan's hand. Ready? They're staying for several days, Lan Zhan's gift to Wei Wuxian. This way he can drink with impunity and spend some time at Lotus Pier. Shi Jie has already left. Being pregnant apparently tires you out, and she had looked happy but beat. But now Wei Wuxian has Lan Zhan with him, and Lan Zhan has never truly been to Lotus Pier apart from their wedding. Wei Wuxian can't wait to show him around. He has a whole agenda with many items to tick off. One of them is to try and see if Lan Zhan will drink some Lotus Wind wine. Just a taste. He doesn't have to, but Wei Wuxian will offer, just in case. He will pick lotus pods from the lake for him and go swimming with him, and they will have sex in Wei Wuxian's old room with the windows open to let the breeze in from the water. They'll be sure to be very, very quiet about it. It'll be like a new challenge for them. They never bother to be quiet at home. I am ready, Lan Zhan says, and after a nod to his brother, allows Wei Wuxian to cart him off. They walk out into the cool night, in the back of Wei Wuxian's neck immediately going up in goosebumps. It smells like lake water and lotus blossoms. Lanzhan's hand feels good in his. "I can't wait to show you my old room," Wei Wuxian says, leading them away from the courtyard. "I'm looking forward to seeing it," Lanzhan agrees and follows. The way there takes them many turns of the walkway, and it isn't until they're out of earshot of the banquet that Wei Wuxian pins Lanzhan against the railing and kisses him. Lanzhan instantly kisses back, taking hold of his jaw, the way Wei Wuxian knows he likes doing. Wei Wuxian smiles into the kiss. "Shall we?" he asks after a while, and Lanzhan, instead of pointing out that it had been Wei Wuxian who had stopped their progress in the first place, nods. They walk hand in hand towards his old rooms, bumping shoulders and exchanging glances. Wei Wuxian's heart is a fluttering, tender thing inside his chest. Lanzhan is here with him, and he always will be. Wei Wuxian walks and smiles and thinks towards the future. End notes. Some notes. When Wei Wuxian couldn't find Lan Guangji, it was because Lan Guangji was first with his brother, learning that his wedding date had been set, and then in the cold pool, where he had been spending a lot of time recently for some unknown reason. He was also in the forbidden section of the library. He was there for a while. Lan Qichen was very smug about his choices throughout this whole thing, although it was tough to see Lan Guangji so glum in the month leading up to the wedding. Zheng Cheng and Ye Huaisang work things out very well between them, in all the ways. Thanks so much for all your comments and support. I can't tell you how much I appreciated all of it. And also include a link to their Twitter, @fanish_Liz. Thank you so much for listening. Please go leave the author comments on this amazing, amazing fic. Thanks so much. Bye.